Thank you very much, and good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us today on a new session of earnings presentation, where we are going to discuss our financial results for the fourth quarter of 2024 and the fiscal year of 2024. As usually, I will begin the presentation by addressing shortly the main figures of the quarter and the whole fiscal year, followed by a quick update of the regulatory framework and relevant news. Then I will show an overview of the Argentine electricity industry, moving afterwards to our operational and financial results. Finally, at the end of the presentation, we will be happy to address any question you may have. Before going into a more exhaustive analysis of our financial and operational results, let me briefly review Central Puerto's main figures for the fourth quarter of 2024 and the whole fiscal year. The group's installed capacity remains at 6,703 megawatts, and energy generation amounted to 5.4 terawatt hour during the fourth quarter of 2024, increasing 5% year over year. Annual generation rose 4% to 21.6 terawatt hour. Regarding our financial results, it should be noted that due to Central Puerto's accounting methodology, all items in pesos must be inflation adjusted to the end of the quarter local currency, while the company reports its results in dollars by converting them at the end of the period official exchange rate, the so-called Central Bank 3500 exchange rate. This causes a non-cash impact that affects positively or negatively as appropriate our financial metrics. Also, the sharp devaluation of December of 2023 created a distorted base for comparison. Revenues for the fourth quarter of 2024 amounted to $168 million, increasing 71% year over year compared to the fourth quarter of 2023, while annual figure reached to $671 million, rising 25%. Adjusted EBITDA rose 44% year over year for the fourth quarter of 2024 to $65 million, whereas annual metric increased 4% to $288 million. Net income for the fourth quarter of 2024 was negative in $28 million, and the result for the fiscal year of 2024 was positive in $52 million. Finally, net debt as of December the 31st of 2024 amounted to $132 million, a reduction of $154 million vis-a-vis December of 2023, showcasing a net debt to adjusted EBITDA ratio of about 0.5 times. Now, let's move to the most recent regulatory updates and news. Spot prices have been adjusting once a month since June of 2024. For the fourth quarter of 2024, we had a 3% in October, 6% in November, and 5% in December. For the upcoming first quarter of 2025, we will have a compound 10% increase with respect to December of 2024 figures. As we anticipated in our last earnings session, by means of Resolution 294 issued last year, it was established a contingency plan for the electricity industry with the aim to mitigate possible critical situation during the period December of 2024 and March of 2026, with action plans for generation, transmission, and distribution, as well as for major demand. Central Puerto's eligible units to adhere to this resolution include steam turbines located in Buenos Aires and Luján de Cuyo, gas turbines located in Luján de Cuyo, as well as the Brigadier López thermal power plant. For Central Puerto, the additional remuneration for power varies from $2,000 to $2,500, depending on month, hours, and units considered. Continuing with news and regulatory updates, as you may know, the Secretary of Energy aims to deregulate the industry and normalize the wholesale market. In this sense, the first step was the issuance of Resolution 21 last January that eliminated some restriction and set path for future administrative decisions. We should highlight that thermal power plants installed after January 1st of 2025 are able to celebrate PPAs with private agents. Since March 1st of 2025, thermal generators are allowed to manage the fuel. Finally, an ending is settled for the Energía Plus framework. Current contracts will be in place and continue until their ending date, but new agreements and extension will have a deadline, October 31st of 2025. Also in January, the Secretary of Energy, through CAMMESA, issued a document with new regulatory framework for the industry with the objective to put into operation by November of 2025. The basic idea is to rebuild the spot and term markets, reinstating a marginal cost system in the first one with some adjustment. Generators will declare again a variable cost of production, including the cost of fuel. There will be three sources of remuneration: power, energy, and fuel, being the spot prices determined by the market. The new scheme will put focus on energy remuneration, aiming to reinstate market signal to boost investment and efficiency, as well as properly reflect costs and scarcity. The last concluding remark concerning the industry situation is the issuance of Resolution 67, which called for a storage capacity tender process. We are carefully analyzing the terms and conditions of this process since we are interested in this project. Moving now to Central Puerto's corporate news and updates, we recall the dividend payments of last November with a distribution of 39.47 per share. Moving to slide 7, we also announced in December our high voltage transmission line project with the goal of supplying efficient, reliable, and competitive energy to mining companies located in the Puna region, which is in northwestern of Argentina. In December, we signed an agreement with the IFC to finance the feasibility studies and project analysis. And in January of 2025, we set an agreement with YPF Luz to jointly carry on the development of this remarkable project. With regards to our mining activity, we have recently executed two investments. We have acquired a 27.5% stake in Tres Cruces, which is a lithium project, and we have increased our equity participation in Abra Silver to 9.9%. Finally, a concluding remark regarding our investment projects currently in execution. I mean the San Carlos Solar Farm and the Brigadier López combined cycle. Brigadier López is on schedule, moving at a good speed, while the contractor of San Carlos has presented some delays in its workflow. We are currently working together to solve out issues and keep the project on track. Now let's skip to the Argentine electricity market picture of this quarter. that will be shown on slides 8 and 9. By the end of the fourth quarter of 2024, the country's installed capacity reached 43,350 megawatts, which means a decrease of 1% or 423 megawatts compared to the 43,773 megawatts recorded as of December the 31st of 2023. The variation results from the installation of new power facilities, a reduction in cell capacity, and adjustment and repowering to power plants already in operations. The contraction of 423 megawatts is decomposed as follows. The addition of 925 megawatts of renewable sources, of which 614 megawatts corresponds to wind farms, 307 megawatts to solar plants, and 4 megawatts to biogas power plants. Then a reduction of 1,195 megawatts in hydraulic sources and a decrease of 153 megawatts in thermal sources, where a contraction was recorded in gas turbines, steam turbines, and diesel engines, being all partially offset by an addition of combined cycles. It is worth to highlight that the decline of 1,195 megawatts in hydro installed capacity is basically explained by a reassessment of Chacarita's power available between Argentina and Paraguay. Since August the 2024, 50% of Chacarita's installed capacity is allocated to Argentina, whereas it used to be approximately 88% before then. Generation decreased 2% during the quarter on a year-over-year basis. This decrease was driven by nuclear and hydro generation, 48% and 30% respectively. Nuclear generation decreased basically by the two-year maintenance shutdown of Atucha 1, which started in November, and a seasonal maintenance program of Atucha 2, carried on between the end of September and the beginning of December. Hydro generation shrank due to a combination of two factors: the aforementioned change in the allocation of Chacarita's installed capacity and energy generation upon Paraguay claim, and a reduction of river flows, mostly in the Uruguay and Paraná rivers. Finally, renewable and thermal generation rose 13% and 24% respectively. The growth in thermal generation led to higher fuel consumption, 65% rise in gas oil, 9% in natural gas, and 3% in fuel oil. Focusing now on the demand, as you can see, electricity demand kept almost flat during the fourth quarter of 2024 vis-a-vis the fourth quarter of 2023. There was a slight contraction in residential consumption, almost offset by commercial and major demand. Higher temperatures recorded during October of 2024 in comparison to the same month of 2023 prompt higher retail consumption, which shrank then in November and December as a result of milder temperatures compared to equal month of 2023. For the whole 2024, residential demand barely grew 0.4%, and major and commercial demands both ending 2024 with a 1% decrease in their consumption, though some positive interannual growth rates were observed during the second half of the year, especially for food and beverage, oil and gas, and mining. Finally, the electricity trade balance resulted in a net import situation during the whole quarter, with a peak in November. In line with the demand trend showcased above, net imports were recorded in October and November, being substantially lower in December. We now go to slide 10 to our key operating indicators for the quarter. We can see that electricity generated by Central Puerto rose 5% to 5,416 gigawatt-hour compared to 5,168 gigawatt-hour during the fourth quarter of 2023. Hydro energy generation from Piedra del Águila dropped 31%, reaching 1,164 gigawatt-hour from 1,678 gigawatt-hour during the fourth quarter of 2023. This decline was primarily due to a 7% reduction in water levels of the Coyoncura River and 22% in the Limay River, which both resulted in lower availability of water for generation. Wind generation decreased 3%, reaching 396 gigawatt-hour during the fourth quarter of 2024, compared to 410 gigawatt-hour during the same period of 2023. This decline was mainly due to lower wind resource and also some maintenance works. On the other hand, solar energy generation reached 88 gigawatt-hour during the period under analysis, compared to 73 gigawatt-hour during the fourth quarter of 2023, basically as a result of higher resource availability. Thermal generation increased 25% during the fourth quarter of 2024 compared to the fourth quarter of 2023, reaching 3,767 gigawatt-hour from 3,007 gigawatt-hour. The growth was mainly due to higher dispatch of some steam turbines in Puerto Saíd and some steam and gas turbines in Luján de Cuyo, as well as higher generation of the Brigadier López open cycle and the combined cycle of Santa Fe. Also, a higher availability and dispatch were recorded for the Mitsubishi combined cycle located in Costanera site. Finally, it is worth to highlight that during the quarter, some important maintenance programs were carried out in steam turbines and combined cycles, especially that executed in the combined cycle located in Nuevo Puerto. That maintenance lasted more than expected due to some findings recorded in the steam turbine and the generator while performing the overhaul. These findings were partially settled and are expected to be completely solved out during the next maintenance program to be carried out next September. Notwithstanding this, the combined cycle is 100% operative. Now let's move to our revenues breakdown. As you can see on slide 11, this amounted to $168 million in the quarter, as compared to $98 million in the same period of 2023. The variation in revenues is a consequence mainly of a 61% or $29 million increase in spot market revenues, driven by a cash effect on the gap between currency devaluation and spot remuneration increases, higher thermal generation, mainly in steam turbines, the Brigadier López open cycle plant, and Costanera Mitsubishi combined cycle. Finally, a non-cash effect on the gap between currency devaluation and inflation, primarily attributed to the one-time devaluation of December of 2023. Then we have a 62% or $27 million increase in sales under contract, driven by higher solar generation of Guanisuil Solar Farm,
higher energy sales of cogeneration units, especially in the San Lorenzo plant, and also a non-cash effect on the gap between currency devaluation and inflation. Those were all partially offset by lower wind generation, mainly due to lower wind resource and extraordinary maintenance. Then we have a 109% or $4 million increase in steam sales, driven by higher steam production in both Luján de Cuyo and San Lorenzo facilities, but substantially in the later one, as a consequence of higher demand from clients. As we commented in our last earnings session, we expect that steam demand will continue to be higher in the future, showing a new trend due to new economic activity levels in some industries, remarkably in oil and gas. On slide 12, we can see the dynamic of our adjusted EBITDA. During the fourth quarter of 2024, the group's adjusted EBITDA amounted to $65 million, rising 44% or $20 million when compared to the fourth quarter of 2023. When analyzing the adjusted EBITDA, we can observe that the variation is mainly explained by the previously stated higher aggregate sales driven by spot sales and sales under contracts, spot remuneration increases higher than currency devaluation, and a positive non-cash effect on the gap between currency devaluation and inflation. Then we have a $43 million increase in cost of sales, explained basically by a rise in maintenance expenses and a real appreciation of the Argentine peso. On the other hand, production costs were also negatively impacted by a non-cash effect on the gap between currency devaluation and inflation. SG&A rose $11 million, mainly by higher fees and compensation for services related to one-time projects, and the real appreciation of the Argentine peso. Similar to production costs, SG&A were also negatively impacted by the so-called non-cash effect, due to the gap between currency devaluation and inflation. Finally, other operating results net were positive and higher than the fourth quarter of 2023 figures by $4 million, basically as a consequence of insurance recovery, which was partially offset by lower interest from clients due to lower Camisa delays, the effects of the Resolution 58, and the negative non-cash effect on the gap between currency devaluation and inflation. Moving to the next slide, the consolidated net income. During the fourth quarter of 2024, Central Puerto's net income amounted to a loss of $28 million. This is basically the result of negative impacts driven by non-cash effects. We should highlight an impairment of almost $100 million, higher D&A, and some one-time gains from M&A transactions registered in 2023. These effects were partially offset by better results driven by the change in purchasing power of the currency due to lower inflation and higher variation in biological assets. Then we have lower FONI FX difference and interest due to lower FX variation, and some positive effects were recorded by the aforementioned adjusted EBITDA dynamic and net financial results, which were driven by lower FX differences on financial liabilities and lower bank commissions. Finally, income tax was higher due to higher income before tax. Lastly, on slide 14, we have the cash flow dynamic during the 12 months of 2024. Net cash provided by operating activities was $250 million during 2024. This cash flow arises mainly from net income for the period before income tax, collection of interest from clients, insurance recovery, being all partially offset by income tax and other taxes payment. Net cash used by investing activities was $160 million during 2024. This amount is mainly explained by acquisitions of property, plant and equipment and inventory, and acquisitions of other financial assets, being all partially offset by dividends collected and the sale of property, plant and equipment. Net cash used by financing activities was $106 million during 2024. This is basically the result of long-term debt repayments, interest and other long-term debt costs paid, and dividends paid, being all partially offset by long-term loan received and net overdraft received. Consequently, our cash position as of December the 31st of 2024 amounted to $4 million. If financial assets are included, our total current liquidity amounts to $233 million. With this, I conclude the presentation. Now we invite you to ask any question to our team. Thank you very much for your attention.